1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Justin Finch. An investigation is underway after an intruder bypassed Secret Service and entered the home of National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in the middle of the night. Sources say the man appeared intoxicated and left after he was confronted by Sullivan. North Carolina abortion rights supporters like this one are furious at Republicans in their state's legislature.
These legislators are arrogant, short-sighted, ignorant, unkind. It infuriates me.
This after the legislature overrode Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto, allowing a 12-week abortion ban to become law. President Biden leaves for the G7 in Japan today, but will cut his trip short to return to continue negotiations with Republicans over raising the debt ceiling. The U.S. is facing a default as early as June 1st. This is ABC News. Deadly flooding in northern Italy is now forcing the cancellation of this weekend's Formula One race just outside the city of Imola. The family of a Little Leaguer badly hurt at last year's Little League World Series is now suing. ABC's Andrea Fujii has the story.
Easton Oliverson was playing in the Little League World Series in Pennsylvania last year when he fell out of a bunk bed at a Little League baseball facility. His parents were told the then 12-year-old had zero chance of surviving. But after three brain surgeries, Easton survived. His parents say at least a dozen other players have fallen in that same facility since 2005. And they say emails show the league discussed safety rails for the beds, but never installed them.
Little League officials now say all the beds at the dorms are on the floor. And there's a new king of the mountain. Kami Rita, a guide on Mount Everest, made it to the top for a record 27th time today. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Time is running out to get a free home COVID-19 test. The end of the federal coronavirus emergency means no more free coronavirus care for the most part. The legislature's Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee votes to give prosecutors and public defenders in Wisconsin $67 million worth of raises. Democratic Representative Tip McGuire is from Kenosha.
I have multiple former colleagues from when I was an assistant district attorney who ultimately left the job to go to higher paid jobs that they are less satisfied with personally, but they did so because they and their family could not afford to continue in this position.
Democrats and Republicans alike are calling the new spending an historic investment. In sports, the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 3-2. The rubber match is tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Solid, right on.
What's up? Hey, man, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Get down and play.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got...
And good morning, Wisconsin. It's a Wednesday morning, the 17th of May. About 6 minutes after 8 o'clock now. Good morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. It's the Earl Ingram Show. And I'm your guest host filling in today. Stu Daniels is my name. Thank you for tuning in. I was here yesterday, and I'll be here tomorrow and Friday as well. And thank you for tuning in to your local Civic Media radio station. If you'd like to join the conversation today, we do have a number of topics to discuss. The phone number is 844-967-2789. You can call in, and you can be on the radio with me, and let me know what your thoughts are today. And before we get to the current events of today, I'd like to take a look back at what happened on this day in history. It was on this date in 1954 that lawyer Thurgood Marshall scored a landmark victory as the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled in Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka that racial segregation in public schools was unconstitutional. 1954 on this date. And born on this date in 1956, boxer Sugar Ray Leonard. In 1936, actor Dennis Hopper. You remember him? Probably his most popular role or most famous role was in Easy Rider. And if you've never seen that movie, I would highly encourage you to do so. I think it was one of the first depictions on screen of an LSD trip. And the music, although not an overt political statement, definitely had a political message. At a very difficult time in U.S. history, I think it was 1969 when Easy Rider came out. The war in Vietnam was raging, and a lot of people were questioning what was going on. Dennis Hopper, born in 1936 on this date. And in 1866, one of my favorite classical composers, Eric Satie, was born in France. It was on this date in 1900, May 17th, that L. Frank Baum's The Wonderful World of Oz, or I should say The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, was first published, and that soon became a classic of children's literature, of course, later a movie. And on this date in 1875, the first Kentucky Derby was run at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. And by the way, other birthdays today, comedian Craig Ferguson, 61 years old, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, 52 years old, Jim Nance, sports announcer, 63, and keyboard player Paige McConnell from Phish is 59 today. And in sports, the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 3-2. It was a nail biter. The Crew is still in first place, two games ahead of the Pirates. And if we go to some headlines here, I'll tell you what's going on today in the news. You know that deadline is still looming for the Republicans and President Biden to get together on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Some say there is some progress being made on that, although it looks like President Biden is going to cut short a trip to Asia, and it looks like the Senate may have to be in session on some days they thought they were going to be at home. It says here the Senate and the House will go on Memorial Day break soon, reducing the time to act. There were some elections yesterday around the country. In Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, a former city council member who campaigned on hiring more police, won the Democratic nomination for Philadelphia mayor. In Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, attorney general and an ally of Mitch McConnell, won the state's Republican nomination for governor. And in North Carolina, we just heard in the news, if you were listening to the news at the top of the hour, Republican-led legislature reapproved a 12-week abortion ban, overriding the Democratic governor's veto. That means it's evidently very difficult to find abortion care throughout the South now. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, women in those states may have to travel quite a distance just to get reproductive care. Other headlines, let's see. It says here the U.S. is facing an acute drug shortage. Patients are encountering delays in treatments for cancer and other serious diseases. And to attract black residents, San Francisco is proposing a reparations plan that includes $5 million cash payments and housing aid. It says here, China dominates the production process for electric car batteries. Can the rest of the world catch up? Some of these stories we'll be touching on today as the show goes on. And let's see if we can look at some more local headlines from the Journal Sentinel and other newspapers around the state. It says here, Mike Gallagher is wielding a gavel that belonged to Cold War figure Melvin Laird. We might dip into that a little bit. Some other things going on in and around Wisconsin. Evidently at the Wisconsin Humane Society, this is an interesting story we might touch on during the third hour today. They are making, they're coming up with jobs for cats, right? Cats with jobs, or at least work to do. They're called working cats, and these are mostly feral cats, but now they are getting a new lease on life as barn cats, trying to keep the rodents down. So we might look at that story a little bit later on in the show. There's going to be a new Kohl's store opening in downtown Milwaukee. We discussed yesterday how the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled on Marcy's Law, saying it was properly enacted into law. And Madison is supposed to get a top-tier professional women's soccer team in a new league. So there's some of the headlines for today. We'll be touching on a number of those as well as some other things. Excuse me, got 14 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. And some things that I've been thinking about. And by the way, I want to thank everyone who called in yesterday and everyone who listened yesterday. But we got a lot of great phone calls, had some very interesting discussions that got me thinking about some things. Yesterday, we talked about how there's one political party that looks out for the middle class and the working class. Then there's the other political party that looks out for the billionaires and the corporations. And we also talked about how one political party treats Americans with respect and dignity and compassion, And there's the other party where cruelty is the key, where hatred, racism, sexism, misogyny, and homophobia are the accepted norm, where making disparaging remarks about people who are members of marginalized groups is a popular pastime. But it wasn't always like this. You know, if you think back not that long ago, making fun of people and calling them names was not part of our political discourse until recently. Until Donald Trump started calling people Little Marco, Lion Ted, Crazy Bernie, and Crooked Hillary. Trump has poisoned our political discourse. People who are part of the Trump cult love him for his ability to own the libs, to say crazy things that break from long-held political tradition. To cult members, it's just a game. It's like a reality show. It's like The Apprentice, or maybe the Celebrity Apprentice. Well, to me, it seems more like professional wrestling. It's fake. It's phony. It's not really what they say it is. Trump acts like a politician, but he's not really a politician. He has no interest in government or the rule of law or improving the lives of average Americans. Trump's main interests are enriching himself, impressing the people around him, and soaking up the adulation of his cult members. Trump is a poison in the veins of America. He's a cancer in the flesh of our nation. Well, will this poisonous cancer take us down, or can we recover and come back even stronger than we were before? And will the Republicans ever return to a political party interested in governance? Those are some of the things I've been thinking about. Well, what are your thoughts? Feel free to call in. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say today. I'm going to get to a story I saw posted last night about some hope, right? There's hope yet, even though sometimes things look pretty dire. There may be some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to talk about Joe Biden's freedom pitch. Have you seen a new TV commercial? I've seen it once so far about Joe Biden's freedom pitch and the coming political realignment. After the break, we're going to get into an article here written by Anand Giridharadas, who writes for The Ink. And actually, I guess that's his website. But he comes up with some really insightful stuff. Some of the most insightful political writing that I've read in recent years comes from this gentleman, Anand Giridharadas. And we're going to look at something he wrote last night. I'll read just a little bit of it here before we take a break. It says, in the final days of the 1964 presidential campaign, a professional pitchman and public speaker named Ronald Reagan recorded a video on behalf of the Republican nominee for President of the United States, Barry Goldwater. In the pitch, conventionally known as the A Time for Choosing speech, Reagan fixated on one word and the theme above all else. And that's freedom. Yeah, stick around. We'll get to more of that. Got a quick break coming up. This is a short one, so stick around. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 59. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 40. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, high of 71. High temperatures reach up to 63 Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 71, mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in today for Earl. He'll be back on Monday, taking a few well-deserved days off. And just before the break, we were discussing freedom. You know, there are some words that the conservatives, Republicans, especially the ones on the radio and TV, have used that are like trigger words, like keywords that they keep going back to over and over and over again. And words like freedom and liberty and the Constitution and founding fathers, right? Listen to Mark Levin sometime. You'll know what I'm talking about. But what if the left, what if the president took back one of those words? I'm talking about the word freedom. I was just getting into an article before the break from Anand Giridharadas, who has a website called The Ink. You see him on TV occasionally, but what he's talking about right now is taking back this word freedom. As the right retreats from the theme of freedom, the left sees an opening. And just before the break, I said, in the final days of the 1964 presidential campaign, a professional pitchman and public speaker named Ronald Reagan recorded a video on behalf of the Republican nominee for president of the United States at the time, Barry Goldwater, in the pitch, conventionally known as the A Time for Choosing speech. Reagan fixated on one word and one theme above all else, freedom. The Cold War, in his telling, was about whether we, quote, lose this way of freedom of ours. He wondered if Americans still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. For Reagan, America was apparently the only place with liberty on the entire surface of the earth. The quote here says, if we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth, end quote. Giridharadas says maybe he hadn't traveled much. He extolled individual freedom consistent with law and order and bemoaned the assault on freedom and worried that freedom has never been so fragile. He derided those who would trade our freedom for security. That pitch for Barry Goldwater didn't really work. Goldwater didn't win that election, obviously. Johnson won. But the pitch man outperformed his own product. It was only a decade and a half later that Reagan would be elected president on a similar rhetorical platform of freedom, 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 and freedom. And the frame of freedom that he insisted on would become the mantle of the right. Every strand of the right's project, from deregulating the economy to busting unions to lowering taxes on the rich and corporations to imperially adventuring in foreign countries, all of it could be justified by the freedom pose. And in those years, the left committed a blunder, largely accepting the right's dubious claim to ownership of the concept of freedom. The left pursued other themes. It pursued justice, equality, solidarity, coming together, hope, change, and the future. But it somewhat accepted, often unconsciously, that freedom was the right's thing. So it was significant on January 20th, 2017, as Donald Trump, in many ways, an heir to the Ronald Reagan Revolution, and in other ways, a departure from it, delivered the darkest inaugural address in American history. He used the word freedom only once, and even that was boilerplate, not substantive. He said, quote, "We all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag," end quote. That was it. If Reagan had conjured the image of thriving, effervescent Americans bursting to do things, build things, raise families, chase dreams, but for the threat of government encroachment, Trump told a different story. Americans in this new story were victims of entropy, quote, "trapped in poverty in our inner cities," is one of the quotes from his inaugural address, "surrounded by," quote, "rusted out factories, scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation, deprived of all knowledge by a broken education system, threatened by the crime and the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives," end quote. All those quotes from Donald Trump's inaugural address in 2017. The story from Anand Giridharadas goes on and says, "The kind of freedom the right had traditionally emphasized, negative freedom, the freedom to be left alone, wasn't really the solution if this was the problem. If Reagan had emphasized the moral imperative of leaving free and vigorous people alone, Trump spoke of people who needed a powerful protector, aka him. Of course, many of the actual underlying policies Trump proposed would be quite similar to those proposed by Reagan. But the departure of the 2017 pitch from the long-reigning orthodoxy of the 1964 pitch was revealing. The party that once saw people as full of agency, threatened by government constraint, now saw people as naturally weak and vulnerable, threatened by forces beyond their control, which only strong leaders could defeat. The libertarian Republican Party was now the authoritarian one." What do you think about that so far? Feel free to call in if you have a comment. Phone number is 844-967-2789. I'm going to take the bottom of the hour break here and come back and finish this piece from Anand Giridharadas. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media.
Fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. An investigation is underway after an intruder bypassed Secret Service and entered the home of National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in the middle of the night. Sources say the man appeared intoxicated and left after he was confronted by Sullivan. North Carolina abortion rights supporters like this one are furious at Republicans in their state's legislature.
These legislators are arrogant, short-sighted, ignorant, unkind. It infuriates me.
This after the legislature overrode Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto, allowing a 12-week abortion ban to become law. President Biden leaves for the G7 in Japan today, but will cut his trip short to return to continue negotiations with Republicans over raising the debt ceiling. The U.S. is facing a default as early as June 1st. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation released a rail plan this week calling for a new passenger connection between Milwaukee and Madison and extending the Amtrak Hiawatha route to Green Bay and the Fox Cities. The plan estimates yearly rail ridership will increase by more than 1 million in 2024 to over 3 million by 2050 if Wisconsin implements the suggested improvements and extensions. However, GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said last year he would not support dedicating state funding to expand passenger rail service to Madison. Governor Evers traveling across Wisconsin this week to highlight $750 million in his proposed budget to expand internet access across the state. The money would improve or expand internet access to over 600,000 Wisconsin residents who either don't have broadband or can't afford it. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. This
5 long years we have been together. Your love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good. But you stuck by me, just like you said you would. Hey, I know.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media. I'm your fill-in host for today. My name's Stu Daniels, a.k.a. Stu Man, the Newsman. Thank you for tuning in. And if you want to send me an email message, feel free. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U, and feel free to give us a call if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Feel free to chime in on anything we've discussed so far. The phone number is 844-967-2789, and just before the break, I was discussing this article written by Anand Giridharadas from The Inc. And I guess this was written about a week or so ago, but he's talking about reclaiming the word freedom from the right. And it looks like Joe Biden is actually doing that in a new television commercial that I've seen on TV. And where I left off here, it says that the Republican Party, the party that once saw people as full of agency, threatened by government constraint, now saw people, this is as of Donald Trump's inaugural address, now saw people as naturally weak and vulnerable, threatened by forces beyond their control, which only strong leaders could defeat. The libertarian Republican Party was now the authoritarian one. The Republican retreat from the frame of freedom is a tectonic, underappreciated shift in American politics, and it may be the start of a profound political realignment. Do you agree with that? For the first time in a generation, the idea of freedom is not an especially important animating principle for the right. They use the word still, but they are fundamentally about something else now, fundamentally about protecting people from supposedly menacing forces like demographic change and changes to M&Ms and children's books and woke corporations. This is the pitch not of freedom, but of the strong man. And I'm going to give you a quote from Miley Cyrus, where he says, to quote Miley Cyrus, the libertarian right of previous generations conceived of citizens as having the attitude, we run things, things don't run we. Today's Republicans tell their adherents that they live in a world of forces that do run them, and only a powerful ruler can interrupt that. I'll continue with this in just a minute. Let's go to the phones first. I do believe we have Tom from L.A. on the phone. Tom, how you doing today, brother?
Stu, you are doing such an awesome job, man. I really hope that they give you a full-time show, because you are knocking it out of the park.
well, thank you.
I would just like to say that, first, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and I wish the people would actually understand that concept. They say they don't like Washington. They say they don't like all this, but we, the people, are the government. And what people need to understand is that there is a difference between private and public. Private means that it's for profit. Public means that we, the people, through our tax dollars, own it. So when people like Ronald Reagan said government is the problem, people should have stood up and said, why is he calling us the problem? Because we collectively put in a little bit, just like insurance, we put in a little bit, so therefore we can all have and benefit from our tax dollars. And again, I would recommend everyone go to Google and put in "To Santa Claus Theory," Jude Wininsky. It's such a simple concept that the Republicans started long ago with been like drunken sailors when they're in office, and when they and then they're the tax cut Santa Clauses, and then when they're out of office, just bitch like hell that the deficit's too high, and then it faces the Democrats not to be able to do other programs because they feel the pressure of cutting the debt and deficit. So I just hope that people start asking. I'm asking each of the politicians that I meet, are you an FDR Democrat? Are you a person that believes in investing in we the people and getting us a return on investment? We already know that the Republicans spend like crazy and then just put it on a credit card, just like George War Criminal Bush did with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which were complete shams. And it was all about oil. In fact, I don't know if you know this, Stu, but when that war first started, it was called Operation Iraqi Liberation. And they saw, oh, wow, that acronym spells oil. We need to change that. So the next day, their communications person changed it to Operation Iraqi Freedom. But it first was called Operation Iraqi Liberation. And it was actually the correct reason why we went into that war. It was all about oil.
Yeah, it's so kind of like a Freudian slip, huh?
Exactly. So I just hope that we the people understand that when it's public, when you're talking about a public school, when you're talking about a public road, when you're talking about things that are natural monopolies, that those things should be owned by we the people and should be public. I am not someone that believes your tennis shoes should be owned by the government. I am not someone that believes that I believe in social democracy. I don't like the word democratic socialism. I think it has an awkward sound to it. But we social democracy and social democratic policies is what we should be after, because that includes Social Security, Medicare, child care for all. And if you can just oblige me one more minute, we have to look at the average Wisconsin or California family. California probably a little bit more, but each of the indices that we have, child care costs $16,000 a year. Your mortgage and rent, $16,000 a year. Taxes, $16,000 a year. And your medical expenses, $16,000 a year. You're already at $64,000 a year, and you haven't even paid for your student loan. You haven't paid for your food, your clothing, maybe go on a vacation. You're already in the hole. So my question to any politician that's out there would be, what the hell do you want people to do when you're making $25 to $28 an hour? That's just $32,000 or around that dollar amount. How are people supposed to survive? And instead of people fighting about M&Ms, they should be looking at these four indices. And I wish the Democratic politicians would put these on a whiteboard and then ask the question to the Republican Party, like you said yesterday, the party that for some reason seems to want to inflict pain on people. I wish they would ask them, what do you want the average American to do? Because the average American is not making $150,000, $200,000 a year. So again, public versus private. When you're talking about a Medicare for all system, you're talking about public. You're talking about not making a profit. When you're talking about private, which is basically the insurance companies are the middlemen, and that they have to make a profit for their shareholders, which is either 20 to 30%. That 20 to 30% could be cut out, and the government would basically take it at 1.5% of a amount to actually be able to run the system, and it would save we the people $16,000 a year right there. So I hope I wasn't rambling, but I hope that people really get it. And we have the power. We got to get money out of politics. That's the biggest cancer that's in our society. But that is exactly what we the people need to start realizing, is that we're the ones that are in charge. When Ronald Reagan says government's the problem, well, then you know what? Then I guess we better pull the people out of government that hate government, which is the Republican Party. We ought to have people that are in it for good government and for we the people. Thanks, Stu.
Hey, Tom, before you go, I was thinking about what you said as far as Republicans. Every time they get into the White House, you know, they jack up the national debt and the deficit. And it seems to me they only do that in two ways. You know, it's mostly military spending or money for wars. And then also great big tax cuts for the wealthiest individuals and corporations. And that's what does it every time. And they don't spend money on the people, right?
Right. They're the tax cut Santa Claus. And what they do is it actually says this in this Jude Wininski piece by Tom Hartman. It actually says, you know, you give someone a little tax cut. Okay, you give the person down at the bottom, you know, a small tax cut. But, of course, the person at the top is getting a huge tax cut. So people think, oh, wow, this is really working. And, of course, whenever you stimulate the economy by spending, it does, you know, help the economy for a moment. But it's a sugar high. And then all of a sudden, it all starts to fall apart. Anybody that's a business person out there, I'm a small business owner, and any person that's a business owner out there should be talking about return on investment. And return on investment means that I'm putting $5 into the pot, I better get $10 back. And I don't know any bomb, or I don't know any type of military industrial complex that really gives us a return on our investment. It's like fireworks. It goes up in the air, it blows up, and it's gone. There is no redeeming return on investment. In fact, all it does is usually piss off other countries because we've ruined their world. And then they start coming here over the border, and then we wonder why. So, I mean, Ronald Reagan really did a number on this country. And unfortunately, Bush, Clinton, Obama, they've continued some of those same policies, but they're much better for we the people. But we need to get back to an FDR Democrat, the 21st century Bill of Rights. Everyone should look that up as well. Harvey Kay from Green Bay University, UWGB, does a great piece on it. And we got to get back to community, not just me, me, me. Even we call the iPhone. Everything is about me, me.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Not about us. And we have to get back to that.
If we're ever to survive, the collective.
Especially with climate change and everything like that coming. You watch, whenever those floods happen, whenever those tornadoes happen, people in the South are saying, help, 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 government help. Because they know that government means that it's all of us collectively putting our tax dollars in. And incidentally, Wisconsin and California are what you call donor states. We pay in more money in taxes than we get back.
And that's the way it is in most blue states. Yeah.
That's the way it is in most blue states. It's the red states that, if you want to use Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan's words, those would be the moochers. But I don't believe in that. I believe that we are the United States and that we are all in this together. So I do believe that even to help my brothers and sisters out in those red states, I'm all for it because I do believe that we, the people, are the government. But people, quit hitting your head against a wall and start actually voting in your best interest. And your best interest is...
Yeah, Tom, thank you for calling in, brother. We got to go to a break. I appreciate your call, as usual. A lot of good stuff there. Tom, thank you very much. And if you want to join the conversation, feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. You can get on the radio and let us know what you're thinking. Going to take a real quick break. It's a short. It is 844-967-2.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to 4 times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser.
It's time to shake things up around the house. This May, you may think it's time to make over. Okay, you get the hint. With Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser's May Makeover promotion, you could win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams. Guests only need to earn 25 points to earn your entry and $10 rewards play. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 59. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 40. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, high of 71. High temperatures reach up to 63 Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 71, mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Getting somewhere. 8:50 right now on this Wednesday morning. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. And we've been discussing an article written by Anand Giridharadas about freedom, the word freedom, and how that used to be such an important part of the Republican culture. But once Donald Trump got into office and gave us that inaugural speech, it seemed like he was ready to let go of that. The Republican Party is not about freedom anymore. It's about the opposite of freedom. It's about authoritarianism. And that's what this article has been discussing so far. By the way, if you want to join us, if you have any thoughts, feel free to call in 844-967-2789. And it looks like the left, or at least our current president, Joe Biden, is picking up that word freedom and running with it. I left off here in the article, it says, to quote Miley Cyrus, the libertarian right of previous generations conceived of citizens as having the attitude, quote, we run things, things don't run we, end quote. Today's Republicans tell their adherents that they live in a world of forces that do run them, and only a powerful ruler can interrupt that. The right's desertion of freedom creates an historic opportunity for the left to reclaim what should never have been conceded. In reporting my book, The Persuaders, I saw research showing that freedom is the most highly ranked value by people on the far right, far left, center right, and center left. There aren't a lot of values like that left. And it's not just rhetoric. The actual program of the diverse camps of the political left is consonant with a freedom-centered pitch. What is the fight for reproductive rights but a fight for the freedom to control one's body and to have sex without fear that you are making a lifelong commitment some Friday night? What is the fight against book bans but a fight for the freedom to read and think? What is the effort to pursue justice for the January 6th, 2021 insurrection, but a fight to enshrine and defend the freedom to vote? What is the fight against climate change, but a fight for the freedom of our children and grandchildren and us to drink clean water and breathe clean air and live in the mental peace of not constantly dreading floods and fires? What is the fight for truly universal health care but a fight for the freedom from illness and for the freedom to pursue your business ideas and not have to cling to your awful job? What is the quest for free daycare and college
but a fight for the freedom to learn and pursue your dreams, regardless of whether you happen to be born into wealth. Today, when this was written about a week or so ago, as President Biden announced his re-election campaign, his choice of approach struck me as a sign that this great political realignment may be upon us. As Politico summed up the campaign's opening pitch, quote, Biden's 2024 choice, more freedom or less freedom. In the campaign's three-minute opening ad, Biden uses the word freedom six times. That's approximately five times the frequency of Reagan's 11 uses of the word in his 27-minute speech in 1964. The ad frames all kinds of present-day issues as battles for freedom. Protecting Social Security, beating back insurrection, defending democracy, safeguarding the vote, preserving abortion rights, preserving marriage equality, resisting book bans, shoring up civil rights, and more. As Anant Shankar Osorio, the progressive messaging guru who I write about in The Persuaders, says, the thing about freedom is that you can feel it. It's corporeal. It's not abstract. People know what it feels like to be free and not to be free. This is a theme, a concept, a frame, a word that the left can no longer afford to hand to the right. And the good news is, it seems like it no longer is. It's a story from, or an article from Anand Giridharadas. He has a website called The Ink, and he's always got insightful stuff. What do you think? You think the left, the Democrats, Joe Biden, should continue to use the word freedom and push that forward because it seems like the Republicans have given up on freedom? Seems like what they stand for now is just the opposite of freedom. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Give us a call. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. It seems like it's a good time for the Democrats to pick up that mantle and run with it. You know, I think that freedom is one of the cornerstones of democracy, right? That's what it's all about. But it seems like all across this nation, Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away. One of the best examples of that is what's going on with these abortion bans. But it's more than that. As we were just looking at in that article, there's book bans these days. What, 10, 20 years ago, we didn't think there would ever be book bans again, right? What are we going to ban? What's so bad that we have to ban it in a book? Discussions about race, equity, equality. Is that stuff, you know, should we keep that information from our kids? I don't know. I don't know if book bans are the way to go. I think freedom is a better way to go. Anyway, I think we're going to be taking a break here in just a minute. After we get back from the top of the hour break here, I'm going to look at some of these freedoms that we've been losing over the past few years as more of these state houses are being taken over by extremist Republicans. Stick around for that. Got the news coming up. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the
ABC News. I'm Justin Finn.